It's been almost 2 months now since the attack on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that left four Americans dead, and we still don't have all the answers, even though the president said he's on a mission to try and get them.
The election has nothing to do with four brave Americans getting killed and us wanting to find out exactly what happened. These are folks who served under me that I had sent to some very dangerous places. Nobody wants to find out more what happened than I do.
But just yesterday, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney told reporters that the president isn't actively participating in the investigation. So where's the sense of urgency, and is the media letting the president off the hook? We turn now to our political panel, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, Matt Welch, former Comptroller General of the United States and founder of Comeback America Initiative, David Walker. He also just endorsed Mitt Romney. And Democratic strategist, Sasha Burns. Good morning to all three of you.
Morning.
David, let me start with you. Any sense of urgency here by this administration to get the answers, especially before Tuesday's election?
Well, there's not, and there's not realistic to get answers before Tuesday. Look, the bottom line is this. The administration denied requests for more security. That's the bottom line. And North Africa and the Middle East are less stable and less secure today than 4 years ago. That's the bottom line.
Political reasons to do that?
Look, I'm not going to politicize it. I mean, but it isn't that complicated. Those are the two bottom line things that Americans need to know. The Congress has the right to investigate under the Constitution, and they should. But realistically, we're not going to get all the facts out by Tuesday.
Sasha?
Well, you know, look, if we could, as the president said, it's not something, we had four Americans die. It's not something we should politicize. If the investigation had come through with all the answers that we need, they would be out there. But as we know, and as you've reported, every day there's more information. The CIA has just come out with much more detail.
But that's because of the arduous efforts of reporters, specifically here at Fox and now other outlets. Finally, that's why the information's coming out. It's not because the administration's giving it out, Matt.
Well, I mean, any administration, any executive branch is not very interested in investigating its own misdeeds or bad things
that
happen
on its
watch. The media, it's interesting. The political media, it doesn't seem to be very interested in this story. That's true. But I think we've seen a lot of good reporting by Fox, by the Wall Street Journal, CBS, ABC on this story. In the national security media, right? The foreign policy media has done a pretty good job of this. And it's a question of, is it going to affect the election in time, or is it going to be something that sort of drips out more substantively after the election
at this point? But isn't that important, David? I mean, isn't it important for Americans to know the answers before they vote for president of the United States?
Well, it is, but it's not realistic to know all the answers before the election. Because there's a lot of players that have to be looked at. And, you know, frankly, you know, as was mentioned, no administration is going to be anxious to try to be able to uncover all of this.
But shouldn't that infuriate Americans, that any administration wouldn't want to get the answers out?
I mean, I would be infuriated just by all of the statements that they've made that have been patently untrue. I mean, Jay Carney said on September 14th, we have no information that this was a planned attack. Well, that's not true. Susan Rice said on September 16th that this was spontaneous. Well, that was not true. Mm-hmm. And they knew it was not true at the time. So those are the things that we know now were untrue.
I know there's so much to talk about. Unfortunately, I've got to wrap it there because we have another discussion with the panel just around the corner. We're just 4 days now, as we've been talking about, from electing a president. Ohio, still anyone's game. We're going to talk about that. Then, think media bias doesn't exist? Could the proof be in the numbers? I want to find out what those are, and we're going to give them to you coming up next. State of Ohio will play a crucial role, as we all know, in next week's election. And for a very long time, polls showed President Obama carrying that state. Well, that's changed now, and now the state is considered to be a toss-up. So why the big swap? We continue now with our political panel. David, I'm going to start with you because I know you had a point on Libya when we had to wrap up before. So a toss-up category now. Obviously, both candidates are going to spend a lot of time in the next 4 days in Ohio. Why is it so important?
Well, because that's the most direct path for Mitt Romney to win. And for Obama to deny Mitt Romney a win, if he can take that state, you know, he's in better shape. Romney can win without winning Ohio, but there are not a whole lot of options. Wisconsin becomes more key. Look, here's the bottom line. I just finished a 9,500-mile fiscal responsibility bus tour, including to Ohio, Virginia, and all the swing states. The election's going to be decided on who can do the best job on the economy, jobs, and putting our finances in order. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. And we better start getting with it.
So, Sasha, one of the reasons why people say the president continues to do well in Ohio is because the economy's doing better in Ohio, but could it be because there's a Republican governor there?
Well, Republicans would like to think so. Ohio is doing better than most of the country. That has a lot to do with the auto bailout, which we've heard a lot about, has a lot to do with the fact that Jeeps aren't, in fact, going to China, as Romney says. But the entire country's economy is doing better. The unemployment numbers are better.
Well, we'll see coming up an hour from now, the last unemployment number before the election will be coming out. So we'll see what that number is.
And as of now, what everyone believes is that they will be better. They're steadily better than they have been. The economy is, the stock market is, and that's about Obama's policies.
Matt, where do you see Ohio?
Yeah, you know, it's been slightly towards Obama for a long time. It's more toss up now. I mean, I think the election as it stands is a slight preponderance towards Obama in the electoral college, and maybe a slight tip towards Romney in the popular vote, which will bring up an interesting dynamic, as you were talking about earlier today. The point is that it's close. I mean, this point at 2000, George W. Bush looked about as good as Barack Obama does today, but then the DUI story came out, yep, and the late-breaking polls changed. So, you know, things are still dynamic, and it's still possible for things to move between now and 108 hours from now.
All right, panel, thanks so much for your thoughts today. Got to wrap it up there.